Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. Kicking off the third hour of the program, the number 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're talking about the virtual Burning Man, the really sad alternative to what was an amazing event. And, you know, we can quibble with the various different issues that Burning Man has had over the years, and we've talked about a lot of them, from the insane level of police presence in recent years to the ridiculous restrictions on things like photography. Like, you can't, at the old Burning Man event, you weren't allowed to take pictures without a special pass. I mean, it's just
really
crazy. Yeah, crazy levels of central control at this event. But that said, the art is amazing, and there were a lot of reasons why people attended this event, including some number of libertarians, beyond just it being an amazing party in the desert. Well, now all of that has been whisked away. The people, the hardcore liberals, statists that run Burning Man, decided to cancel it last year and replace it with a last-minute decision with a virtual event. And as they point out in this Wall Street Journal article about this, they didn't have a whole lot of notice last year, so they didn't have a lot of time to put something together. But
so last year's virtual event was even lamer than this one, this year's?
Well, I haven't been inside this year's. I did attempt to just kind of see what it was like so I could speak about it on the radio last year, and it was pretty lame. This year, I expect it'll be similarly lame. I mean, we've seen some of the images so far from, at least that the Wall Street Journal is showing here, and the art installations in real life are shocking and awe-inspiring and just amazingly talented that you can see. That's essentially what Burning Man is. It's a week-long art exhibit with, you know, likely some psychedelic drugs mixed in and all kinds of weird experiences and times.
They definitely went through a lot of trouble for this when they really could have just built a Minecraft server for Burning Man, called it the Burning Man Minecraft server, and you could, because people have made some pretty amazing art in Minecraft, more amazing than anything I've seen from this virtual event that you showed me a little while ago.
Yeah, it doesn't look that much better than Minecraft either.
It's not anything that's going to, like, be jaw-dropping or whatever. I mean,
it's pretty basic virtual reality graphics.
Yeah, it really is. But nonetheless, the lamos who get excited about a virtual dance party in their local theater or whatever, that's what happened here in Keene, New Hampshire last year. The local theater in downtown Keene had a virtual dance party. And it was at that point that I decided we need to throw a real dance party. This was
we did.
One of the reasons why we did Quarantine at the end of the year for our New Year's event. And it was a great party.
There was real dancing.
Yeah, there really
no one was at home dancing alone with their cats, live streaming it to other people dancing with their cats or whatever they were doing.
I can't imagine even pretending that would be fun. That would just be so sad.
Yeah, it would make me want to kill myself.
I've never even gotten the appeal of like video sexting. I would never want to do that. Be
me
like,
either.
That's weird.
But Daisy Shaw, a horse trainer from Manchester, England, stayed up all night last year to watch the burn on a VR headset and plans to do the same thing again this year while her fedora-wearing avatar stands on the digital playa.
Of course the avatar is wearing a fedora.
Did you make that up? Did you insult her?
No, it's right here.
Well,
and you did look up playa. You wanted to mention that?
Yeah, in English, apparently the English stole it from the Spanish, meaning beach, to mean a flat, sandy area, which is just, that's stupid. I feel like they just, the Burning Man people just paid Google to put that, because I've never heard anybody say that. I lived in a desert. We didn't say, oh, the playa.
The 57-year-old, right, you
were
in Utah.
Well, they're less pretentious in Texas and Utah. We're talking about liberals here.
The 57-year-old said, you really do feel a sense of presence.
No, you don't, dude.
I once kind of bumped the chair in my room, and I turned to the person next to me in VR and said, excuse me, she said. Now, I will say this. I have tried the Oculus Rift. Derek J. and his boyfriend, Stephen, or partner, I guess, Stephen, had this thing at one of their parties probably 3 years ago now at this point. So when it was still fairly new. And it's pretty cool.
Like, it is cool.
You've tried it?
Yeah, I played Skyrim on VR.
Okay.
Not how I would recommend Skyrim, but there were other things that I played on VR, like this ocean game where you got into a cage and went down to see all the... And you could legitimately get vertigo from it. Like, you felt like you were going underwater, and it confuses your brain.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
So maybe that's what she means when she says that it feels like a sense of presence. Because it is fairly tricky.
It is.
The technology is fairly good. I remember somebody explained that they were in a virtual reality set, and it wasn't like a game or anything, but it was just – some of these things aren't games. They're just sort of experiences. And they were at a – I don't know if it was like a beach or something like that. And they swore they felt the wind in their hair. And the idea
How
was –
How is that not a game, though?
Well, I don't know if there was a goal. Like, there was no goal of this thing. It was just to be in a virtual place. But they said that they felt the wind in their hair, which obviously, you know, that's not – The headset doesn't do that, right? Like, that's not one of the features.
But until we get to that level of tactile sensation, VR just isn't for me.
But the reason that was suggested as to why was because it was real enough to where the brain filled in the gaps.
Well, yeah, your brain even does that when you're, like, watching a movie. Like, your brain is reacting as if what you're watching is happening to you. I've heard this before because of people arguing about, oh, this will... I mean, violent movies and video games will make people turn violent. They say that, like...
But they don't.
People watching it, I don't know. They're...
No, I watch violent stuff all the time, and I'm not violent. I mean, horror movies are my favorite kind of movie.
I don't believe that that is true, but apparently their reasoning was because there is science to prove that your body or your brain reacts to things that it's seeing as if it's happening... In real life. But
I don't think that's true because I refuse to watch, like, the Indonesia mass murder thing that happened a number of years ago. I refuse to watch any sort of those murder videos because I know that they're real and I would react badly to them. But my brain knows that movies are fictional, so it's like, oh, that's neat.
I don't know. It's like they proved it with people watching people exercise. Like, your brain, it stimulates a part of your brain as if you're exercising.
Huh. You'll have to look that one up and maybe get some more information about it, because obviously you're not exercising. You're not going to lose weight or whatever. I mean, I don't know. That's a strange thing to say. I mean, maybe you could say that if you're watching a horror movie, you get a jump scare because, you know, you're...
Jump scares are so cheap, though. I mean, it's just, here's a lot of light music. I mean, you know it's coming, and then suddenly loud crash, and you jump. That's not scary. That's just... A reaction to a sudden loud noise.
Yeah, or a sudden thing appearing on the screen. I don't know. I'm going to call some question into that one, Bonnie. But let's go on. This one is, again, more about this woman, the 57-year-old in Manchester, England, she's bought a virtual headset. And, you know, the virtual VR headsets are a few hundred bucks, so you were going to spend a few hundred bucks on the ticket.
Yeah, but don't get the Oculus Rift because that's owned by Facebook. And if they deactivate your Facebook account, you also can't use your Oculus Rift.
I bet that's true.
Wow.
It is true. I read a story about a woman who had her Facebook account deleted, and she was like, she bought an Oculus Rift in order to try to reactivate it or something, and it worked, but then they deactivated her Oculus Rift, too.
At her home in Indianapolis, Sarah Pugh donned her VR headset Sunday, just as she did a year ago. She said she loved going to the real Burns in 2018 and 19, but this one, but finds this one just as stimulating. One of her favorite attractions...
That's because she's been denied any stimulating circumstances for the last 18 months.
She's probably one of these cowards who's been sitting inside her house and doing nothing. She says one of her favorite attractions, the virtual dance parties. Quote, if I'm standing in my living room with a box on my face and making weird body movements, I know I look ridiculous, said Ms. Pugh, a 42-year-old nonprofit manager whose avatar wears a cowboy hat.
This keeps sounding like you're just making this up to make fun of people. I can't believe this is real.
This is the Wall Street Journal. Her husband, Josh Cook, has peeked at her screen to try to understand the appeal. Quote, I see her friends in California and around the world come up and approach her, these cartoonish characters with no legs, arms hanging loose, and hear human voices coming out of these characters' mouths, he said. The first virtual burn drew an estimated 500,000 attendees, more than five times the 80,000 who went there physically in 2019. And just as many are expected this year, say the organizers. Unlike the real burn, which costs about $500 per person, this one is free with a requested donation. coming up here at 603-283-6160. The virtual burn is lame, but what's happening in real life? Turns out some people are good.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, we're talking about Burning Man, the reality versus the virtual reality. And there is a real event that's going on. We're going to tell you about that one because that's actually really interesting.
I'm glad to hear this, a real event.
Yes, a real alternative, because it's not official. There's not hundreds of dollars tickets that you have to pay to get in now. And you know what? That's the way it ought to be.
That's the way it started.
That is. And we'll tell you more about it coming up here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have a bunch of cool features there, and you can enjoy them. You can enjoy them for free, because that's the way the website should be as well, at freetalklive.com. Archives that go back for many years over there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're continuing here the story about Burning Man and the virtual event, now in its second year, because organizers are too cowardly to actually put their event on, as though they would be, you know, I guess held responsible if somebody got sick or whatever. So they've backed out.
Just have them sign a waiver.
Yeah. Well,
hey, look, by attending, I recognize that I'm attending a festival with possibly 70,000 people and someone might get me sick.
Yeah, you know what? Prior to that, it was already a potentially deadly event. You're going into the desert.
Yeah.
In a place where it's not particularly hospitable in any way, shape, or form, and you're attempting to live there for a week. So I suspect that over the years, people have died at Burning Man. You know, you put 70,000 people together for a week, there's a good chance somebody's going to have a heart attack. There's a good chance somebody's going to, you know, get really ill and possibly die. That's just going to happen. But anyway, they canceled their thing. They're doing an online event, and it's really lame looking, at least from the photos online. I have not attempted to log in and see it for myself. I did last year, and it was like, ho-hum, another virtual reality world. And there's a ton of these things out there. This technology is coming, and a lot of it's coming, and it's going to get more popular over time. But we've had virtual reality systems for more than a decade. I mean, Second Life happened in the mid-aughts, 15 years ago or whatever, and that thing's still going, and now there's...
It was like an online Sims sort of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could kind of, like, build your own hangouts, and people could come in there, and they have your little VR guy that you can customize and make look what you want and wear different clothes or whatever. And
in Animal Crossing, the one that they came out with for the Switch, where you can have your island and other players can visit your island.
And can you talk to them?
I think so.
In a very limited way. I've actually played it with another co-host of the show, Richie Rich, but the interactions are like waving and stuff like that.
It is limited, but in a true VR setting, you can speak usually, or you can type or whatever, and so you can interact with people in that way. There's other ones now that are more modern, you know, with better graphics, but even Second Life is still going. We talked the other week about Decentraland, which is an actual decentralized cryptocurrency-based thing. So the old downside to Second Life was Second Life uses their own currency, in-game currency, which is tied to the dollar. And Decentraland is using a cryptocurrency called Mana. And so it's a totally different setup, and it's very, very interesting for those that are into that sort of thing. So these things are coming, and they're going to be big. But to replace a real-life event with the amazing artwork that a Burning Man has had over the years with virtual reality? I'm sorry.
They're live streaming the effigy this year, and to me that's the perfect example of
There's going to be a real burn of the man, the wooden creation, the structure that they burn at the end of the Burning Man event, and there's going to be a virtual burn. So you can either watch the video stream from a secret location of the actual burned man, or you can watch the lamer. Yeah, I don't know which one's lamer.
Good question.
It looks pretty lame in virtual reality. I mean, imagine them setting the virtual reality one on fire. That's going to be pretty pathetic looking.
Yeah, but so is a live stream of the actual one.
Maybe the actual one's going to be held in Paris Hilton's backyard so she can just walk out there and watch it.
Somebody's putting it somewhere, and they're not telling you where it is. I imagine the elites of maybe Paris. You know,
maybe it's happening at Oak Grove, or what's it called? Not Oak Grove, where they burn the owl?
Ooh, I doubt that. That's for the political elites.
I'm just kidding. But what's that called?
Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove. There
yeah. That's for political elites. This is for, I imagine, only the people who are organizers of Burning Man. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal article is all about talking
about... So the organizers still get to have a Burning Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the other people, you get to have a lesser version of it.
So the Wall Street Journal is all about promoting this new Burning Man. They do, to their credit, give a short paragraph to the real event, the one that's unauthorized, the one that's going on anyway. And it does say here, some diehard burners insist on a real-life experience. Several thousand
Nice.
Have descended on the playa this year as they did last to hold an unauthorized burn. Those virtual people, quote, those virtual people have their conclaves and groups, and that's cool, said Larry DiVincenzi, a bar owner in Reno who's decamped to the playa 100 miles away. He says further, but it's not the same thing. Here, I can go up to a bar and get a free shot. Mr. Morris, and that's it. That's all they put in there about the real-life event. But luckily, Vice is covering it in some detail, so we'll share that with you. But the last bit of this story, it goes back to the lameness. Mr. Morris, meanwhile, is feeling some pressure because he volunteered to organize hours of programming by a group of Aussie DJs this weekend. He barely had time to master his VR headset, which had just arrived. There's a little bit of nervousness, he said, who joined the first day of the burn in two dimensions using his laptop. He and thousands of others encountered an hours-long delay getting in Sunday after the organizers programmed a rainstorm to replicate one a few years ago that left the playa a mess. Huh?
Why would they do that?
That's so lame.
I don't understand. It's just like, why are you programming a rainstorm? Why are you programming a traffic jam? Why are you programming porta-potties? These are three things that they mentioned in this article as though it's like, ooh, it's the real virtual experience. We're trying to replicate. No, if you're going to do something virtually, you do things you can't do anywhere else.
Imagine you're in New Orleans right now trying to virtually go to...
Well, they don't have internet or electricity.
Yep, the entire electrical grid in New Orleans is down right
now. Oh, I actually had an update from my friend in Louisiana. He lives in St. Charles, but I asked him how everybody's doing, or if how Louisiana's doing, and he said that in St. Charles it was fine, like just like superficial damage or whatever, but nothing bad. In New Orleans, it was pretty bad, but not as bad as Katrina because it didn't flood. But he said people can't come and go because they're, like, closing down the roads because of, like, down power lines and stuff like that. So it'll take a few days for people to get out.
Yeah, the entire power system is completely down. Whatever the lines, the lines that were coming into the city were completely taken down. So the whole city is in a blackout. So even though the flooding may not be as bad as it was years ago, the power outages sound like they're way worse. And that's going to lead to looting, and that's going to lead to violence because, you know, lights actually keep violence at bay. They found that out in Great Britain. They found out that putting in a ton of CCTV cameras didn't do jack to stop people from getting robbed and beaten, but putting in a street light
really
actually does a lot. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. The final sentence here. So after this fake rainstorm that they replicated, Barrett said virtual burners weren't told beforehand so they could, quote, hang around and rely on each other to figure it out. Radical self-reliance. Do you think he said that with a straight face?
I think he probably did.
About dealing with a virtual rainstorm? Really? That's how pathetic this is. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Ida has weakened to a tropical depression, bringing sustained winds of 35 miles an hour, heavy rainfall, and the threat of flash flooding as it moves over Mississippi. The storm is expected to bring up to a foot of rain in some areas as it continues to track through central and northeast Mississippi into the Tennessee Valley on Tuesday and the central Appalachians on Wednesday. More than a million people in Louisiana are still without power, according to Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. He said Monday evening that electricity is practically non-existent for most people in southeast Louisiana and that 25,000 linemen are in the state working to restore power. The Louisiana Department of Health has also confirmed that a second person has died in the storm. The department said in a Monday evening tweet that a man drowned in his vehicle when he tried to drive through floodwaters near I-10 in New Orleans. And residents of the resort city of South Lake Tahoe have been ordered to evacuate as the Calder wildfire bears down on the popular vacation destination. This is USA Radio News. The U.S.'s 20-year military engagement in Afghanistan ended on Monday as CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie announced the final flight out of Kabul.
I'm here to announce the completion of our withdrawal from Afghanistan and the end of the military mission to evacuate American citizens, third country nationals, and vulnerable Afghans. The last C-17 lifted off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 30th this afternoon at 3:29 p.m. East Coast time. And the last manned aircraft is now clearing the airspace above Afghanistan. While the military evacuation is complete, the diplomatic mission to ensure additional U.S. citizens and eligible Afghans who want to leave continues.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the U.S.'s diplomatic engagement with the Taliban will continue from Doha, Qatar. He added that the U.S. would continue to try to help those Afghans who worked with American personnel leave the country, thanking Qatar and Turkey for their help in getting future daily charter flights going out of the Kabul airport to facilitate their evacuation. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Especially if you're a burner, you're somebody who's been to Burning Man in the past, and you want to comment, you want to weigh in on this new virtual Burning Man, which looks like one of the lamest things you could possibly do.
It does. And there are so many great things you can do online, and this is not one of them.
You know, to whoever it is that spent the hours of their lives putting this thing together, I wish you the best. I mean, obviously some people are excited about it. I don't want to take away from somebody's experience. If this is your idea of a good time.
But don't mistake it for reality.
Yeah, if you really love virtual reality, then this might be an interesting thing for you to go and visit. Because there will be people there, surely. I mean, they mentioned 500,000 apparently attended last year. So you can probably go into one of these virtual spaces and look at some virtual art and comment to some virtual people who are there in their living rooms, either in front of their computer screen or wearing a virtual reality helmet, and try to pretend like this event has some shred of what the actual event of Burning Man had, which was the reality of actually being with thousands of people, the reality of actually seeing incredibly sculpted artwork in the middle of the desert for an entire week. Luckily, there are thousands of people, according to both the Wall Street Journal, who are already there in real life, who have said, you know what, this is an insult. This virtual Burning Man is an insult, and we're going to go and do the real thing, and we're going to go and do it without permission. We're going to go and do it without hundreds of dollars tickets. That is what it just ticket prices just kept on going up and going up.
Of course,
up and
that's what
up.
They do.
And they'd sell out. You know, it's ridiculous. And of course, the previous event had insane rules, which I mentioned to you guys earlier. You couldn't bring a camera to the Burning Man event and use it without getting targeted by whatever security. You weren't allowed to have a camera there unless
you had
a special pass.
Because of the artists saying like they didn't want their stuff being taken pictures of because copyright or whatever, intellectual property?
That's not clear. I'm not sure what their excuse was for that, but they had like a total lockdown on people being able to. So you had to like apply as a journalist or something if you wanted to bring a camera in.
Well,
so, I mean, there's amazing photos of the artwork out there. So it wasn't like the artists were keeping their art a secret or something. And it wasn't as though the artists were demanding payment for the people that were taking the photos. But for whatever reason, the Burning Man, you know, collective or whoever the hell it was that's behind this event, they're a bunch of control freaks.
Well,
sounds like it.
That's weird because that's like half or more of the reason that people go out sometimes is like just to take a picture of themselves in the club and a picture of their outfit in the club, you know?
Absolutely. Thousands of people, according to Vice.com, are expected to come to the Black Rock Desert. Now, this was written a few weeks ago.
Okay.
But the Wall Street Journal did acknowledge that thousands are there. So it is happening, and it's happening right now. Anyway, for what's now being loosely referred to as a renegade burn, an unstructured event that carries the potential to be either a creative revival of Burning Man's earlier and more do-it-yourself days, or for inexperienced campers, a potential disaster. Since its first year in 1986, Burning Man has evolved from an anarchic subcultural party on a San Francisco beach. You know, imagine a drum circle on a beach gone wild. I mean,
see,
that's essentially what Burning Man used to be.
I told you guys that they just made up this word playa. It used to be on a beach. Now it's in the desert. They just started calling
it somebody
the playa.
Made it up, right? Like all words at some point were made up by somebody. To a mega event, awash in the money and excesses of the tech industry, whose denizens make up some of its most devoted and notorious fans. In 2019, Burning Man Project famously banned one ultra-deluxe so-called turnkey or plug-and-play camp, calling it part of a, quote, cultural course correction, unquote, needed to bring the event closer to its roots. The camp, Humano the Tribe, was reportedly charging up to $100,000 per spot, according to SFist, and faced accusations that its fancy portable toilets leaked sewage onto the ecologically delicate playa, and that its participants were profoundly douchey overall, all of which raises the question, are a couple of years in the metaphorical wilderness precisely what Burning Man needs? So this goes back to the issue we were talking about when you mentioned that Paris Hilton would attend this event, and I mentioned there's these tech people and Hollywood people that just get flown in. They stay at, like, what is the equivalent of a palace?
It sounds like this
is
what Burning Man needs. Just like Fork Fest is what the Porcupine Freedom Festival needs.
An alternative event without any rules.
Yeah, one that goes back to its roots and is like, hey, yeah, we're gonna do this the way it's supposed to be done.
According to the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees federal public lands in the United States, which is, in my opinion, one of the big downsides to the Burning Man event, is that they beg the government for permission to hold this event. Rather than choosing private property and holding it there, no, they go on federal property and do it. They, including the Black Rock Desert, where the Burning Man takes place, around 3,000 people came last year during the time when Burning Man would have typically happened. And several people familiar with the event say they expected to see more this year. A Renegade Burn subreddit has just over 1,000 members, and private Facebook group has 800. Discussions about it regularly crop up in the main Burning Man Facebook group with 120,000 members, with people arguing passionately for and against it in threads that span hundreds of comments.
What could you possibly say against it? Just don't
go. COVID!
Well, they don't go.
Well, they're not.
That's true.
But you know how internet people are. They got to fight about something. Several of the key elements that make Burning Man happen will obviously be missing. In a normal year, Burning Man Project's Department of Public Works, a team composed of hundreds of people, spends about 100 days preparing the desert beforehand, creating roads, street signs, and larger structures, like the titular man who burns on the last night of the event, as well as the pavilion around him. The DPW is only one part of the helpful infrastructure, according to Logan Mirto.
So it's gotten pretty far from self-reliant when they got the government coming out to build them roads and street signs.
Their
and
own
stuff.
Government. This is their own. This is Burning Man's government.
How could they?
Oh, I thought you said this was the Department of
Burning Man Projects Department of Public Works.
How could they build roads without the government?
Well, exactly.
Kudos on them for doing that, then.
And they're not laying like actual roads. They're just marking them in some way, shape, or form.
But it's just kind of weird because they come out every year and do that before Burning Man. So do they tear down the roads every year after Burning Man?
Yeah, they always leave it pristine, right? The rule, and similarly what the Free Staters do at Rogers Campground is you want to leave the campsite better than you found it.
Sure.
Clean up the trash and make sure it's pristine before you leave. He's the personnel manager for the Department of Public Works at Burning Man and is part of a council that runs the department. So, of course, this is so bureaucratized, right? It's leftists that put this event together, so they've got to have their
departments. So they have their own department, and they have a council that runs the department.
And committees, I'm sure, and subcommittees of committees. And when it comes to thinking about a gathering out there, the bigger things are the infrastructure from other departments, the medical teams, and the rangers. And that all plays a huge role in mitigating the environment. Rangers, by the way, are volunteers who function somewhere between camp counselors and lifeguards during the event and assist the paid staff.
Why do you need a camp counselor at an event like this?
So that's a good question. We actually spoke one year with Matt Phillips, who used to be the president of the Free State Project for a time. And he was a ranger at the event, the Burning Man, for some number of years. So
okay.
He and his girlfriend had some experience doing this job. And it is, again, a volunteer position for the ranger. It's not like a cop, per se. They're not enforcing laws, necessarily. But they are there to...
Like security?
Yeah, kind of be the security of the event. If there's something that security is needed for, maybe it's separating some people who got into a fight, or you know, they're helping a guy who's overdosing, or you know, feel better, or whatever. Like taking him to the medical tent, that kind of thing. That's the level of involvement that they are doing. For Jonathan, who has attended Burning Man around a dozen times, the so-called Renegade Burn represents a chance for a different kind of experience, less structured, more intimate, and more self-reliant. He says it's more effort to go when it's not built up for you, when you have to provide everything for yourself, and that attracts a different crowd. And you know what? That sounds like what Burning Man was supposed to be, based on the things that I've read about the event over the years, the way it was originally created, and it has become this sort of bureaucratized thing.
And now it's virtual only.
No. This is an alternative. You mean the official event?
Yes.
The official event. But the real thing sounds like it's so much better than recent years. Like, I was kind of interested in going to Burning Man, but then all the cops and all the bureaucracy and all the rules was a real turnoff. This one sounds much more interesting. We're coming up here in moments. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The real Burning Man. Well, the official one was canceled, and they've gone online for a really lame-o virtual event, which we talked about earlier this hour. But there are still thousands of people who are expected, and apparently are already, in the Black Rock Desert, where the event would normally be held, doing their own unauthorized thing. At least unauthorized officially by the Burning Man people, the official
group. Did they get
group.
Permission from the Bureau of Land Management?
That's where things get interesting. So we're going to talk about that coming up here. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. Also, don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, which wouldn't be too useful in the middle of the desert because you need internet for cryptocurrency, but otherwise it's really, really cool and is changing the financial world permanently. You really ought to take some time to learn about it. To do that, go to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started at the top of the page. You'll get all kinds of useful information, including an introductory video that'll give you the basics in something like 3 minutes. So get over there, click Get Started at the top at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. They've got them there updated every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. Yeah, it's where you get into, like, what's the deal this year? Because the Burning Man people negotiate, the official Burning Man people, the bureaucracy of Burning Man, negotiates with the bureaucracy of the Bureau of Land Management.
I'm sure that is a fun meeting.
And this is one of the reasons why there's hundreds of dollars that the tickets cost, because they literally pay the Bureau of Land Management a ton of money.
So is this government-owned land?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just about everything west of the Mississippi River is government-owned.
Two-thirds, right?
I think so.
Of the land west of the Mississippi. So, and of course, that's one of my critiques of Burning Man, is like, why don't you just do it on private property?
I'm sure the Bundys would be down for it.
Right. But then, you know, they probably wouldn't get along with the liberals that are organizing the event and so on.
But they would probably get along with money.
Probably true. So, anyway, here's the details that get interesting about the unofficial, unauthorized event that's going on now. And when I say unauthorized, it's unauthorized by the official Burning Man organization. But thousands of people are going out to the playa anyway to do this.
Well, can the Bureau of Land Management stop them anyway?
They can send troopers out there and, you know, arrest people if they want to.
But it's public property.
And that's why they're letting people go onto it. However, they are going with making demands. They're setting rules for the people that will go out there. Here's what they say. According to Vice.com, besides being smaller, the event will obviously be more dispersed across the playa, less a city than a collection of atomized camps. The BLM, Bureau of Land Management, has also prohibited some of the signature aspects of Burning Man, like art structures and installations, as well as, per a letter of one renegade burner received, bonfires, fireworks, airplanes taking off or landing.
How can you tell people in the desert that they can't have a fire at night?
It's crazy. Companies that service portable toilets will also be prohibited. In other words, campers can bring out a porta potty, but it cannot be serviced or drained by any professionals for the duration of its stay on the playa. And the people who come to Burning Man by private jet during normal times will have to drive in like ordinary plebs. Heather O'Hanlon, spokes bureaucrat for the Bureau of Land Management's Winnemucca District, where the Black Rock Desert is located, said people are welcome to camp this year, though. Quote, there are no plans to close the playa, and people are welcome to come camping using their own resources.
Are campfires banned at any other point of the year?
I don't know. That's a good question. But in many of the broader Burning Man community are expecting heavy enforcement of the rules by both the BLM and local law enforcement in the area around the playa. Now, interestingly, they quote people here from...
Isn't local law enforcement, like you said, like 25 miles away and it's just this little podunk town?
Yeah, there's not much in the way of local
law. So they have like a sheriff, maybe?
I'm sure there's like Nevada BLM that can just show up there and harass you. Yeah. I think that it would be more fun to just organize a bunch of people to go to a place that's not where the Burning Man usually is, because it's going to be like zeroed in on by the cops.
Well, that's what they're predicting here, and that's what quotes from the people posting on the Burning Man Facebook group, the one with 120,000, the official Facebook group. Of course, they're trying to talk people out of going. Right. So, of course, they want to scare people into thinking that there's going to be even more law enforcement. Remember, one of the critiques of Burning Man is that it attracted a ton of law enforcement. So even though there's a podunk town nearby, when there's 70,000 people coming to a party, that's going to attract law enforcement from all over Nevada, right? Like, so there's sheriffs and, you know, state police or whoever that comes there, and, you know, they're looking to bust you for having drugs or whatever. And they do make several arrests, probably not as many as they could, though. So that's one of the controversies over Burning Man, is the presence of law enforcement.
Again, all the more reason to do this on private property.
On private property, yeah, exactly. And that's what you were suggesting there, Bonnie, is having this on private property would change a lot about what would be allowed and what wouldn't. But, you know, there's one guy who's predicting that there's going to be every law enforcement officer that could be issuing tickets for every ticky-tack violation that they see that even arguably violates the BLM guidelines or local laws. But interestingly, he's not saying he attended last year and that's what happened. He's just speculating. That's what might happen.
Yeah, my feeling is that they'll have a very light hand with this.
I suspect so. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Surf Daddy. He's on the line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind in California. Go ahead, Surf Daddy. Surf Daddy? Going once. Surf Daddy going twice. Well, thanks for trying. So, let's see here. What else? Clovis Buford has been to Burning Man about 9 times. He's also a regional contact for Austin, Texas, meaning he acts, as he puts it, as a conduit. He says, I try to make sure I communicate Burning Man stuff out to the wider community here and relay any of our community concerns to BMO.org, which is the shorthand for Burning Man Organization, which is the official bureaucracy or whatever. If you're out in the open desert, you're responsible for your own experience. Let's hope everyone makes wise choices. With the absence of roads and people potentially driving very, very fast across the playa, he said, personally, I would want my tent lit up like I was calling the GD mothership. So it sounds like it's going to be a potentially wilder experience. It sounds like they install roads to slow people down, and they have things like speed limits during the official event, and that's all gone now.
I think better of people than this liberal does. I don't think the people who are attending it are going to be doing like, let's see how fast we can go toward this massive crowd of campers.
Or like run over someone's tent or whatever.
I mean, they have headlights. They'll be driving cautiously. They're not stupid. Seatbelt laws, all these speeding laws to not run over pedestrians, the vast majority of that is not necessary.
Well, if fires were allowed, then it would be easier to see people in the middle of the night. also who true. Might be having a campsite or something like that.
From
I know very quickly. Go ahead.
From the pictures, it looks like there's like no trees or shrubs or nothing. Brush anywhere. It's not like they're going to start a wildfire.
Yeah.
And they'll very quickly make their own roads.
Well, we'll see. It's gonna,
that's how the first roads were ever formed, just people taking the same path repeatedly. And, oh, look, there's now a path there.
I mean, for as long as it lasts, I mean, there's a dust storm blows through that path. It's going to be gone. Chance to see a smaller, less built-up version of Burning Man also appealed to Meredith Fortner, who lives in Texas and has attended Burning Man twice in 2009 and 2017. She says, I saw it as a chance to time travel to see what it was like in the early days. Almost as quickly, though, she decided not to go. She said, then I read the fine print that there wouldn't be ice or any possibility of a medevac and said, F that noise.
Oh, she needs the...
A medevac.
Now, what about ice?
Well, you're not going to have ice out there.
Oh, right? That's true.
So yeah. There were...
Unless you have a generator, yeah, presumably.
Right. And there were people who were delivering that previously. So, like, from the little podunk town nearby, they'd come out and they'd sell ice. That was one of the few things that was allowed to be sold. Because remember... Burning Man, you're not allowed to buy or sell things. Well, those rules are out the window.
Yeah, because
now, too.
The ice was coming in from outsiders.
Correct.
Who weren't attending the festival, so
Correct.
You sort of had to buy it.
Exactly. Otherwise, they're not going to bring it in. this is another example that the fact that this event doesn't have any rules, the fact that this event is truly, you got to be self-reliant here, is actually scaring away a significant portion of people who they shouldn't be there.
It sounds like she shouldn't be there.
Yeah, if you're worried about a medevac, you really shouldn't go.
I mean, how likely are you going to need a medevac in the course of 8 days or whatever anyway?
Yeah, just bring a first aid kit.
I mean, things will happen. If
sure.
you get overheated, you know, overheated or whatever, that's why they do have a medical crew on staff there at the official event, is because people doing a bunch of drugs in the middle of the desert, I mean, somebody's going to be irresponsible with it and they're going to have a bad time, right? And that's going to lead to some issues.
Yeah.
And,
well, then that person will reap the consequences of their own actions.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's a fascinating thing. If you are, as I said, a burner, and you've been, if you went last year specifically, definitely want to hear from you as to what was 2020 like compared to previous years. If you're going this year, you probably don't have cell service. You probably can't call us from the desert. But afterwards, if you want to give us a call on the way home and tell us, you know, what it was like, was the prediction correct that the cops would be cracking down? We didn't hear anything about crackdowns last year. But then again, only a few thousand people went. So who knows? We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Good luck to the burners.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.